Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Peter, the first chapter. Know that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited by your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you, who, through him, are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And this word is the good news that was preached to you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Know that you were ransomed from futile ways. If now you are purchased away from futility, once you were owned by it. For all the talk of normal nihilism, as if it were a novel context, a truly wise man once said that there's nothing new under the sun. And even he observed how, apart from the fear of the Lord, everything is futility. Hopeless thinking, meaningless existence, have long dominated sinful man's mind, however grave it might seem to us today. You know such people, on a path leading to nowhere, knowing too late that they would not have wanted to start down this path, but now unable to bring themselves to turn around or to step off, drawn to an inevitable end. Such is the path of human life inherited from our forefathers, Adam and Noah. Such is the sin and the death and the hopeless outlook which owns us and leads humanity to destruction. It appears quite reasonable, actually, to devote oneself to the black pill. And even Paul writes that creation itself is subjected to futility, although with less willingness. But know, dear saints, that from such a tempting, true, miserable original captor, Jesus Christ has freed you. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. The precious, costly, fruitful, useful, full, rich, and desirable blood of Christ has purchased you willingly and gladly. Look at Christ Jesus, and there is no way to be black-pilled anymore. He is a lamb without spot and blemish, and he comes with all purpose, dedicating himself to such a weighty matter, the salvation of the human race, and not doing it haphazardly or accidentally, but in a manner foreknown before the world's foundation, made manifest publicly, explicitly, and all of this he did honorably, in duty to his heavenly Father. Christ Jesus is the eternal and the imperishable one, in whom there is no happenstance or fatalism or hopelessness. His path was fatal, to be sure. Do you remember the black-pilled conversation on the road to Emmaus, how they had hoped that he was the one who would redeem Israel? But Dear Christians, what must change now that his road has suddenly picked up 3 days later? This one is not owned by doom and death. As the church sings on Good Friday evening, behold how the righteous man dies, and no one considers that his end is peace and his habitation in Zion. His way ends in life. Jesus' burial yielded fruitfulness, like a grain of wheat bringing forth more heads of grain. And you are that harvest, dear saints of God. Now is Christ risen from the dead, the first fruits of them that sleep. Now the physics of the path of futility are upended. The finality of death has been terminated. And unlike every other aimless and devaluated value which perishes, your faith and your hope are in God. The purchase of his blood brings you into a purpose that disobeys the laws of futility. For Christ is the death of death. Raised to life, he is the word of the Lord who remains forever. Fatalism is swallowed up in his unending life. It is finished, but Christ is not. Now, in obedience to this truth, dear Christians, the ways of futility must now become for you and remain former ways. You must disobey all futile ways, and among them, you must disobey the futile thinking that tempts you. You are born again, not of futile and fatal seed that grows in the morning and then is cut down, but you are born of Christ himself, the living and the risen and the abiding Word made flesh. Your faith and your hope are in God, not in yourself. And since you now belong to him, purchased by his precious blood, you belong to purpose. You belong to fruitfulness. You belong to life and joy and wisdom and peace and holiness. Since you are not the result of nothing, drawn inexorably toward nothing, you also may exercise such purpose in Christ Jesus your Lord. You also may be dedicated to matters of great weight. You are not destined to futility, and neither are those next to you and around you. Love one another earnestly from a heart purified and given such a hope as this, with a sincere brotherly love. By his blood and word, you have been cleansed of every spot and blemish. And as his blood has so valued you, live valuably. As such honor has been bestowed to Christ's flesh, destroying sin's corruption in it, so he has set you also on an honorable way of life, well-pleasing to him. You are no more one born of black, perishable seed, but you are born of the imperishable one. So how could the fruit that grows from this seed be any less imperishable than he? Therefore, dear Christians, disobey every instinct toward futility. But like Christ, your end is that you would have no end. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.